Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Friends, have you gotten any exercise yet today? Maybe you're feeling a little tired, you don't want to do anything crazy, but going for a walk is a great option.
It definitely is. I find that sometimes I don't have time to exercise, but I might have time to take a walk to the store or walk part of my commute to work. So these are great ways to get walking into your daily life.
Absolutely. Today in our article, we're talking about one trend, one way that people are getting out there to walk more and kind of doing an activity while they do it. Our article is called Let's Go on a Color Walk.
What is a color walk? Well, friends, we are going to talk about that in our article today. So let's get right into our first reading.
Let's go on a color walk. Improve your physical and mental health at the same time. It's a fact. Walking can benefit your health and well-being. Not only can it reduce your risk of heart disease, it can also improve your sleep. An additional benefit is that it stimulates the release of your body's feel-good chemicals, which improve mood and reduce stress. But if you focus on life's negatives, such as a missed deadline or failed test, your walk isn't helpful. It becomes stressful.
Hey everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看动词 reduce, 意思是减少、降低。譬如The city plans to reduce plastic waste by encouraging people to bring reusable bags with them to shop. 该市计划透过鼓励民众购物时自备环保袋来减少塑胶垃圾。Reduce 的名词是 reduction, 是指减少或降低。来看个例句。A healthy diet can lead to a reduction in cholesterol levels, resulting in a better quality of life.健康的饮食可以降低胆固醇，进而提升生活品质。Reduce 的过去分词 reduced 可以当形容词，意思是减价的或是被降低的。譬如 ，The store is selling clothes and shoes at reduced prices this weekend for their holiday sale。这家商店会在周末举行节日特卖，服饰和鞋子都以折扣价出售。
Alright friends, going on a walk has become a great way for me to get some exercise. Sometimes it is hard to get out there to go for a run or go to the gym, but going on a walk is a great way to experience nature, and you can even listen to something while you're doing it.
For sure, and also you can look for something at the same time. Let's get into our lesson and find out what that might be.Improve your physical and mental health at the same time. Friends, let's talk about what this phrase means.
Okay, if two things or even more happen at the same time, they're happening together at the same moment. Of course, at the same time.
Okay, let's use at the same time in a sentence. The two friends spoke at the same time and started laughing.
Okay, so you can improve both your physical and mental health at the same time. It's a fact. Walking can benefit your health and well-being.
It's a fact. Walking is good for you. It can improve your well-being. What is well-being? Well, friends, it's the state of being healthy and happy.
Okay, let's use that in a sentence. Exercise and good sleep.are both important for your well-being.
We read on to find out more about the benefits of walking. Not only can it reduce your risk of heart disease, it can also improve your sleep.
An additional benefit is that it stimulates the release of your body's feel-good chemicals.
Okay, we have a few things we want to take a look at here, friends. First, let's talk about that word, additional. Additional means extra or more than what already exists.
For example, the teacher gave the students additional practice sheets. They might have already had some. These are just additional.
Okay, so an additional benefit to walking is that your body releases these feel-good chemicals, which improve mood and reduce stress. But if you focus on life's negatives, such as a missed deadline or a failed test, your walk isn't helpful. Okay, so here we're finding out that as we walk, we need to make sure we're focusing on the right things or we don't get the full benefits.
Right, you won't get many benefits at all. And we heard another word in there, and that's that word deadline. Maybe that word, as soon as you hear it, gives you a bit of stress. These are those time limits when things need to be finished. You might have these in school or at work.
Let's use that word deadline in a sentence. The team worked late to meet the project deadline. Oftentimes when we go on walks, we are thinking about things over and over. It might be the first time we've gotten away from work or school without distractions. So what our article is saying here is that make sure while you're walking, your focus isn't on negatives.
Right. And I would say you can't just say, I'm not going to think about this. I'm going to think about nothing at all. It's kind of hard to think about nothing. So you need to change what you're focusing on.
Right, exactly. Now we see another word that we want to take a look at from this section, friends. It's in that next sentence. It becomes stressful. The word stressful, friends, means to cause worry or pressure.
Here's that word in a sentence. Moving to a new city can be stressful at first until you get used to it.
There are many stressful things in our lives. Deadlines are stressful. Tests are stressful. Our failures or mistakes that we've made are also stressful.
Absolutely. Walking can help with that if you do it in the right way. What is that? Well, let's get to our next reading to find out more.
Let's go on a color walk. You can ensure that doesn't happen by going for a color walk. That means choosing a color to focus on while on your walk. The goal is to focus your attention so that you can regulate your emotions and stop dwelling on negative thoughts. This mindful practice allows your brain to rest and recover from stress.
Regulate, 意思是管理、规范。 譬如, the government created new laws to regulate online privacy and data use. 该政府制定了新法规来规范网络隐私与资料的使用。 Regulate的名词是 regulation, 规定、法规。 譬如, there are strict regulations about how companies handle waste. 关于企业如何处理废弃物有严格的规定。它的形容词是 regulatory, 是指管制的或是规范的。例如, banks are mandated to follow regulatory standards to prevent fraud. 银行必须遵守监管标准以防止诈欺行为。
Remember that in our title today, we learned that we're talking about a color walk. What does color and going for a walk have to do with each other? Let's talk about that.
Well, first we need to remember what we learned in that first section, that focusing on stressful things isn't a good way to use the time that you're walking. You can ensure that doesn't happen by going for a color walk. Garrett, what does this word ensure mean?
Well, I remember this is something you can eat, right? Some sort of product. That's not what we're talking about. The word ensure is to make sure something happens.
Let's use that word ensure in a sentence. The teacher checked twice to ensure everyone understood the rules. The teacher wanted to make sure everyone understood the rules.
Okay, so we want to ensure we don't just end up being stressed while we're going for a walk. You can do that with a color walk. That means choosing a color to focus on while on your walk. Now, why would you do this? Well, the goal is to focus your attention so that you can regulate your emotions and stop dwelling on negative thoughts.
Let's talk about what that phrase, focus your attention, means. To focus your attention means to pay close attention to something.
Right, you have focus on something specific. For example, please focus your attention on the main idea of the story.
Now, why do you need to focus your attention? Well, according to our article, the goal is to focus your attention so that you can regulate your emotions and stop dwelling on negative thoughts.
Right, so what kinds of emotions? Those would be negative emotions. Feeling stressed, feeling angry, feeling bad. We want to change what we're focused on. And we read on, this mindful practice allows your brain to rest and recover from stress.
Let's talk about that word mindful for a moment, friends. To be mindful means that you pay attention carefully to something and you're aware of what you're doing.
For example, be mindful of your tone when you're speaking to others. One way I've heard this word before is when we talk about mindful eating.
Mindful eating, thinking about what you're putting into your mouth and then making sure that you chew and swallow so that you give yourself enough time to digest.
People say it is much better for your well-being and your health. We also heard this word recover in the sentence. When you recover, you get better after being sick or tired or having some other issue with your body.
Here's an example of how you could use that word recover in a sentence. It took David a few days to recover from the flu.
Okay, so this mindful practice of going on a color walk helps your brain to rest and helps you recover.
I will say though, Garrett, sometimes if I am working through a stressful situation and I want to do it in a healthy way, sometimes going on a walk and really focusing on that problem can help me work through it.
Okay, absolutely. Sometimes thinking through a thing, doing this slowly and having that time can help. And sometimes it just makes you go crazy.
That's right. If you focus on a problem too much or think through it too much, we say, overthinking, then walking and thinking about it probably wouldn't help.
All right, so it depends on the person and your situation, but here we're saying focusing on a color as you walk can help. We haven't really gotten into any details yet. We will in just a moment after our deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Facts. Bob once said, "It's a fact, cats have three eyelids." We Googled it, he was right, and now we all know more than we asked for. Let's talk about the phrase, "It's a fact." We use it to say something is definitely true, undeniable, not up for debate. It's a fact that water boils at 100 degrees Celsius. It's a fact. Pineapple does belong on pizza. Okay, that last one depends on your opinion. Here are a few other useful fact-based phrases. Face the facts. This means to accept the truth, even if it's unpleasant. Bob, face the facts. You're not actually related to Batman. Fun fact is a little surprising or interesting piece of trivia. Fun fact, bananas are berries, but strawberries aren't. My brain is blown. The fact is,
Starting a sentence like this is a strong way to introduce your point. The fact is, we're out of snacks, and it's a crisis. As a matter of fact is used to add emphasis or correct someone. I do like jazz, as a matter of fact. So whether you're arguing, teaching, or just being weirdly specific at a party, facts give you power. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Let's go on a color walk. To color walk, choose a color such as red to focus on. Then, let it guide you as you walk. Maybe you see a red stop sign followed by someone wearing a red scarf, and then red flowers in a window. Just walk from red item to red item, letting the colors direct your path.
She wore a bright red scarf to keep warm on the chilly morning. 她在寒冷的早晨围了一条鲜红色的围巾保暖。Scarf 也可以当动词哦，是一个非正式的用法，意思呢是指狼吞虎咽的吃。譬如 ，Famished Peter scarfed 3 slices of pizza in a minute. Peter 饿坏了，在一分钟内就狼吞虎咽地吃掉了3片披萨。惯用于 scarf something down 就是指快速的吞下。譬如。We scarfed down all of our popcorn before the movie had even started. 电影都还没开始，我们就狼吞虎咽地把爆米花全吃光了。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, as we get into our explanation of the color walk, first of all, try to think of a color. Maybe it's something you like or that you've seen a lot around town.And now, let's explain it.
Okay, we're focusing on the color red in our article today, friends. We read, to color walk, choose a color such as red to focus on. When we hear such as something, friends, we're giving an example or hearing an example.
Something specifically to focus on, just for this example or to think through something. For example,Healthy foods, such as fruit and vegetables, give you energy. In this example, those aren't the only healthy foods out there. We're just focusing on those.
And of course, red is not the only color, but that's the color we're going to use for our example in our article today. We read on, then let it guide you as you walk.Let it guide you. What does this mean?
Okay, well, allow it to do something. That's like a feeling or an idea that leads your actions. This could also just be a person, like a tour guide, guiding you around town.
Here's an example of how you might hear let it guide you in a sentence. Trust your heart and let it guide you.
Okay, so in this case, this color is guiding you as you go on your walk. Maybe you see a red stop sign, followed by someone wearing a red scarf, and then red flowers in a window.
If I'm understanding this correctly, Garrett, you're seeing the color red, and then you're just following where the red takes you?
I guess you walk towards it. I just wonder, what if the color you choose leads you somewhere very strange or dangerous?
It could definitely happen. Okay, let's read on and understand this a little bit more. Just walk from red item to red item, letting the colors direct your path.
Okay, to direct your path. Let's talk about that phrase.This means to guide or influence the direction that you're taking. That could either be literally, like these colors as you're walking, or in how you make choices in life.
Let's use direct your path in a sentence. The signs at the park direct your path so that you don't get lost. Garrett, I have seen a color walk done in a different way as well that we don't see in our article.
Okay.
So what you do is, usually this is on a date or with a friend, both of you choose one color and then you take photos of items that are that color as you're walking.
It's kind of like a scavenger hunt in that way.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than what we see here in our article, but I've noticed that that type of color walk has become really popular on social media recently.
Okay, well, either way, remember the idea is we're focusing on something other than everything going on in our lives, the deadlines, the stress, and focusing on these colors and maybe some beautiful things outside can help you with that.
I think that it would definitely direct your focus somewhere else to where you aren't focusing on yourself so much. But what do you think, friends? Have you been on a color walk before? Is this something that you would like to do? It's something to think about as we go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看片语 dwell on， 意思是老是想着什么，纠结于什么，通常带有负面的语气，表示某个人对不愉快或烦恼的事情想太多，放不下。常见的用法有 dwell on the past， 老是想着过去 ；dwell on mistakes， 一直纠结于错误 ；dwell on problems， 一直想着问题 ；dwell on failures， 老是想着失败。另外，来学两个与思考相关的片语 ：think over， 意思是仔细考虑 ；think it over before you make a decision， 在做出决定前，请仔细考虑清楚。 Reflect on 意思是反省或回想，例如 He likes to reflect on his past experiences， 他喜欢反思过去的经验。
Friends, we've come to the end of today's lesson, but before we go, it's time for us to take a look at today's talk about it question. Here it is. Would you ever consider going on a color walk?Why or why not?
Maybe. I would think about it. I do like the idea of distracting yourself while you're walking. Honestly, for me, most of the time, I'm just listening to podcasts or maybe even an audiobook. That's what's distracting me from the stress of life. And this is another way, but it's a way that really gets you to focus on nature and the real world.
I agree with that. I don't know that I would necessarily go on a color walk, especially if the color was directing my path. However, I do think the idea of walking to get your mind off of a problem is a great idea. And like you, I am usually listening to audiobooks to get my mind off of things.
Sure. I do think the idea of finding some other reason to go somewhere you might not otherwise is interesting. There was an app in recent years that caused a lot of people to do that. I'm thinking of the Pokemon Go app.
Oh, that's right. It is kind of like a color walk in that you are following where the locations of Pokemon are and maybe going a place that you weren't expecting.
Right. Now, with all of this, I'll say it again. Please be safe. Think clearly about where you're going. Don't just focus on colors or Pokemon. Be safe. It's not safe everywhere.
That's a really good point. Friends, have you ever gone on a color walk? Have you played Pokemon Go? Is this something you would like to do to get your mind off of your problems?These are things you could talk about in English. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye!
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.